This year, I am really focused on my health and sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out there right now, and they are one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and honestly, you could taste it. I started taking Symbiotica because I was feeling sluggish and tired, and I just wanted to feel better, but I also wanted a supplement that actually tasted great. Plus, their supplements are super easy to just take on the go. They taste good. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking them every day.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal this winter has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
I take a Symbiotica every morning with my eggs and I'm ready to go. I'm alert and then I hit the gym. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every single month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code BACHELOR for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations perfect beach finder quiz. You can find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect beach finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com. There's a whole collection of Black led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
What is up, Bachelor Happy Hour? We have the most exciting episode, one that I have looked forward to for so long, because I am here today to officially announce the most exciting news, and that is I finally have my official co-host, Michelle Young. Welcome to Bachelor Happy Hour.
Thank you. It's like Minnesotans.
Minnesotans
back together.
I don't know how they picked both of us. This
absolutely.
This is going to be a good time.
This is going to be great, or this is going to be... it's going to get a little crazy.
How are you feeling? Because you've never... I mean, you've done podcasts. You've done so many interviews. But now, the roles are reversed. So you get to be interviewing, putting everyone in the hot seat with me.
I feel like I'm going to enjoy being in this position more than being in the hot seat, you know? I get to ask the questions.
Roles are reversed.
Roles are reversed. Let's go.
It's so fun. I mean, I was telling you before we started recording, the last time we officially announced an official co-host with me, I keep saying official, it was 2 years ago, pre-COVID.
Wow.
And obviously we've bopped around. We've had different guest co-hosts with me. That has been so much fun to recap each season. But like, you're in it to win it with me. We're in it for the long haul.
Yes, we are.
It's going to be a wild ride, but I love that I have a former bachelorette with me because you can give so much more insight and just advice and knowledge to the contestants and other leads coming through. So I can't wait. What are you most excited about for Happy Hour?
I think just being able to, one, watch the show and not be on the show and not have to watch myself on the screen anymore.
Yeah.
But to actually dive into all these other contestants and really get to talk to them, really get to know them, and advice. Hey, mm-hmm. Like you said, I mean, being a bachelorette, we've been in every single role.
Right.
You've been in every single role because you've also been on Paradise too, right?
I should have, yes.
But it's just going to be, I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
I'm so excited. And I mean, you already know, Bachelor Nation as a whole, with not only the contestants and the leads, but the followers and the fan base, it's crazy. It's like no other. It's like, it is truly a nation. And you've seen things, you've read things, you kind of know what people can expect. And so you're the most primed position to be here with me right now. So before we begin questioning and getting into all the fun interviews and games, I got a cheers to you.
Aww.
Welcome to Bachelor Happy Hour. I've been ready for this day for far too long. Far too long. So it's here. I can't wait. Cheers to you. Drink to that. And I will say for all of our listeners, this is going to be a fun episode. So grab your wine, grab your cocktails, grab your mocktails, whatever you want.
Grab your snacks. I'm
snacks?
A big snack person.
Oh.
Grab your snacks.
Oh, girl. A woman after my own heart. Whatever you need to sit back and relax. Michelle, the last time we had you on Happy Hour was your finale. Obviously,
that's
you
right.
were very newly engaged, fresh off of this stage of not only being able to say Nate's name in public, showing off your ring, getting the down payment for a house. So much has happened since then. Can you just catch us up quickly on what life has been like, what you and Nate are planning for your future, anything?
Wow. How much time do we have?
All the time in the world. Hey, we got a full bottle of wine here.
Well, it's been awesome. It's been just this roller coaster of, you know, getting off of the show, but also trying to fit into each other's lives and how that's going to look. And it's been pretty cool just because we have been able to spend a decent amount of time with each other's friends and family. Mm-hmm. And it's been so cool to see how much our friend groups have like embraced each other.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, my really, really good friends and his good friends, like they text each other. Like mm-hmm. they leave us out of the text chain sometimes. It's like, hey,
that's how it should
hey.
Be.
But it's, I mean, things are really coming together and it's been nice to just kind of like take a pause and deep breath after everything and just enjoy each other's company and mm-hmm. you know the big moments such as like house hunting and you know where we're going to be living, those are going to be exciting things to come for sure, but we definitely have just enjoyed being normal. We're trying to enjoy to be normal, you know,
as normal
much as
you can
be when you're out in public, you know.
Yeah, I get it, and I'm sure you still have people flocking to you wanting the photos and all of that, which truly, it'll never end. That'll continue.
Yeah.
But you'll start to adjust. But you mentioned house hunting.
Yes.
So when we saw you, the show gifted you with a down payment for a house,
yes.
which at that point I thought it was going to be in Minnesota. Is that still the case?
I think so. Nate and I are two people who we like to look at every single option.
Mm-hmm.
So our initial thought was, yes, Minnesota. But, you know, we're also looking into like investments and things like that. And so we're still deciding.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hey, like it was a pretty generous down payment. Like nothing says that we can't get a spot in Minnesota and somewhere else
yeah.
too.
Yeah, I mean that's smart. I there's so much that's happening now in your lives and so much that's gonna happen and be changing.
Yeah.
So it's good to still just take it slow, keep your options open. Look, I mean, Southern California, if you ever need a place to stay, come stay with me in LA, come stay with Thomas in San Diego.
Hey.
I mean,
compared to like Minnesota weather.
Oh,
that's the one thing.
Yeah.
I mean, being somewhere warm.
Oh, I know. I mean, you're talking to a Minnesota transplant.
Do you miss the cold?
No. I miss Minnesota. I don't miss
the
cold.
The cold, right?
I was just talking to my mom, I think like 2 weeks ago. We were in vacation in Mexico, so obviously like sunny, 70s, and she said that Minnesota got a huge ice storm, and I was like, Mom, this is why I moved. Like, I love Minnesota. I love everything there besides the cold and the snow. Like, I just can't do it anymore. And now that I've been in California for a couple of years, I feel like I'm ruined. And so now anything, like, under 67 is cold for me.
Right.
Well, like, Thomas and I went to the park the other day, and I had a parka on, and it was 65. And he's like, what is wrong with you?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm weak.
I'm weak. You've lost it.
Well,
that's
if you
okay.
come here, you'll get used. You'll get the sun every day.
I know. I can totally understand where you're coming from.
Okay, one thing I have to ask you about, because I love following you and Nate on Instagram. He truly, I will say this, Michelle, he is your, like, biggest fan. He is your biggest hype man. He, which I think is so precious. I love watching his stories and his posts about you because they're so cute. What has that been like? Because coming from the show, obviously, you were still very fresh and getting to know each other. And so it's so much more to learn. And that mixed with people's criticisms and comments, like mm-hmm. how has that been just seeing him now in his own element, embracing your relationship and your life together?
Yeah, it's just so different to be, you know, on the show and there's always this spotlight on your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think with him, he's just like, how did I get on a red carpet? He's like, I feel like I have imposter syndrome. What am I doing here? And, you know, what's funny is it's like he turns to me and I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I never pictured myself walking red carpets. And so I'm like, babe, you just got to fake it till you make it. Mm-hmm. You know, like I look like I know what I'm doing, but I'm probably just panicking on the inside.
Okay. How did it feel when you met Rihanna then? Because I legit probably would have peed my pants.
Okay. I typically do not get starstruck. I don't know. I don't get starstruck. Mm-hmm. But that was
pretty cool. But how can you not?
But that was pretty cool for Rihanna to come in. It's her event. And she walks through the the crowd and then spots me and points at me. And I was like, oh, my God, Michelle. And it, like, took me a few seconds to be like, what?
You're like, is this real? Who's paying her to do this?
I didn't even have to introduce myself. But really, I mean, in those situations, for me, it's just like everyone, they're just human. Like, they're human like me and all these different things. But it was pretty cool. And it was pretty cool for her to just talk to me and Nate and about, like, Nate's hometown. We talked a little bit about that. And it was cool. It was a special moment.
I have never seen so many good-looking people in one photo. Like, between you, her, Nate, I was like, damn, this is making me jealous right now. Are you still in contact with Rihanna?
Yeah, we text every once in
a
while.
Shut up.
No, but like, I don't know.
Should we have her on the podcast?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we need to shoot our shot. What do you think?
I'm down.
Okay, I need to like slide into her DMs. Hey, well, remember me?
I think she'll remember you. But that's the crazy part is, I mean, and that's actually one thing that I love most about doing the podcast is we not only have contestants from the show to recap, but we've had people like Kesha. We've had, I mean, like musical performers on. We had Andy Grammer. We had Rita Wilson on. Like, so many people who are fans of the show and who secretly or not so secretly watch. That's the neat part. It's like your worlds collide and you would never think that, but you get to meet some really cool people.
And that's what Nate and I were just having a conversation about that the other day of just him and I were like, it's a reality TV show, right? And it's like, it's a part of our lives, but it's not necessarily like what grounds us and makes what, you know, Michelle and Nate are, who we are. But it is pretty funny just how many people watch the show, how many people embrace the show, and they get so invested.
All over the world.
I had no idea. I don't know if there's a way to prepare for that.
No.
There's no way to prepare for that. And I remember even like you and I sitting down at dinner and I'm like, okay, Becca, give me all the tips. Tell me, like, give me the inside scoop, the do's and don'ts. Like, what do I need to watch out for? And it's like, there's no necessarily piece of advice that's going to like, prepare you for this. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, and it's like you can talk to anyone who's gone through it and they can give you pieces of advice and little bits of things to keep in mind. But at the end of the day, you just have to live it. Like, you know, I tried to prep you and let you know kind of what you're getting into beforehand. Yeah. But there's no knowing until you're in and out of it. It's wild. Okay, so you mentioned like what keeps you grounded. And I have to say for all of our listeners, some of us went out to dinner last night. Some people in the world of Bachelor went out to dinner and Michelle didn't come. And I kept expecting her to show up. And I was like, where's Michelle? And Serena was like, oh, she's working. And I was like, she's working. And then I totally forgot for a second you were a teacher and probably like grading papers, giving out test scores, whatever it might be. So you are still teaching right now. Is that the plan? Do you still want to stay teaching? Do you want to take a break? I know at one point you mentioned you wanted to be a principal.
Yeah, so I had to pause my master's program going into this because my end goal is to be in administration. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I'm still like looking at, and that's something that I still want to complete. But yeah, I'm still living my double life. You know, I'm still teaching. I'm still, you know, taking care of my bachelorette duties when I need to, and then I'm still, you know, trying to be a Michelle Young. So it's been kind of crazy, and with teaching, it's not like it's a job where you leave or you have to miss a day or call in sick and you don't have to plan. Mm-hmm. So it's like you could be sick, you could be whatever is for vacation, whatever it is. Like, you have to write sub plans. And so all of these days that I have to step away, I have to basically break down every single piece of the day, how to teach what it is, because someone's walking into your room and they need to know how the day goes with these children. And so it takes a really long time. And so like last night, I'm getting pictures of pasta and like laughs and all these different things. And I'm like, dang, I have FOMO right now because it's like, I want to be at dinner with all of y'all. But
there'll be many more nights to come.
I was lesson planning.
So my mom and my grandfather were teachers. And so I remember my mom, I mean, every night coming home with this massive tote bag full of papers to correct. Like she would even enlist the help of my sister and I to help her to, and she'd, you know, like give us the answers and we would go through all the papers and correct everything. But even when she would miss school, whether it was for one day, like you said, or a week, like the amount of work she had to put in was so time consuming. I have to say, teachers do not get enough credit. I truly don't know how you're doing it all though. Honestly.
It's hard. And I think that's like the biggest thing is it's, especially this year, you know, it was even harder than last year. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely not easy whatsoever. I think you can ask any teacher and they would agree that this year has been incredibly difficult. But yeah, you know, everyone's like, when is Nate going to move in? When is he going to move in? And I'm like, you know, eventually, but I think I might need him to move in a little bit sooner so that he can help me grade papers.
Yeah. I'll put him to work.
You know?
Yeah. When Thomas and I were back visiting you in Minnesota, put us to work, we'll help. I'm a pro at giving stars next to the right answers.
Ooh, be careful what you ask for.
So speaking of teaching, you obviously had some of your students on your season, meet some of the guys. So I'm assuming now they've met Nate. What do they think of him?
They've met Nate over FaceTime.
Okay.
And it was right after winter breaks and right after the finale when I got home. And so coming into the classroom that morning, I remember thinking, I'm not sure which kids are going to know.
Right.
And which ones are watching. I never wanted to ask, like, who's watching me on TV? Mm-hmm. Because, oh my gosh, I was hoping that it would be as few as possible.
None of them.
But when I did walk in the classroom that morning back, and they were like, they picked out the ring on my finger real quick.
Oh, I'm sure. It's hard to miss. Wait, show it off really quick. I know our listeners can't see, but they are recording.
They had a lot of questions. But it was really sweet and genuine that they cared so much. And they're like, when are we going to meet him? Miss Young, can we FaceTime him?
Oh.
So we did FaceTime him. They said hello. They were all screaming. They were so excited.
Did any of them ask him any tough questions?
Honestly, I didn't give them the opportunity to because I didn't want it to get out of hand.
Yeah.
I will definitely let them have a Q&A once Nate can actually come into the classroom. I'm looking forward to that. I want him to have to like teach a lesson.
Oh, hell
like,
yeah.
Or like read to them or something. Like I want him, you know, and I'm not going to help him. Like
have him spend a full day, like, go to gym class, go to art class.
Everything. Oh, everything. Yeah. I just want to, you know. Are you gonna sink like, or swim?
Put him in a desk with the students and start doing, you know, like math equations on the board.
He can't even fit in the desk, though. A 6'8" man? Like,
he'll get stuck.
He can't even fit in a desk. Yeah.
Put him and Thomas side by side. I would watch this. This could be its own show. Okay, so to preface this, I actually saw Rodney last night at dinner. He's coming on tour. Some of the guys from your season will be on tour with me.
Yes.
So who from your group of men, because there were so many, are you still in touch with? I know him and Rodney are super close. Nate and Rodney are close, but who else?
Yeah, I feel like I'm kind of just, you know, in a relationship with Nate and Rodney. Nate's in a relationship with me, and Nate is also in a relationship with Rodney.
A nice little triple.
I love it. And so, Rodney is definitely the person that I'm the closest to. Mm-hmm. We've stayed in contact quite a bit. Clayton, and then there's been some others here or there, you know, as well. It's so funny because it's like, even on Instagram, when you post, right, that you're with, when I'm with like Rodney and Nate, so many people respond, are like, that's so weird. That's your exes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we genuinely care about each other as people. You know what I mean? And it's like Nate and Rodney. They are, they're close. And so
he's with you for life.
He's with me for life.
Nate, but you got a two for one deal.
100%. And they apparently talked about that. Like when they were rooming together on the show, they're like, just know that we are so close that if you end up in Michelle, like, I'm in your y'all's life. And if you end up in Michelle, then
yeah,
I'm in your life.
That's why you picked one of them, isn't it? Because so, you got the yeah, two-for-one. A little two-for deal.
Yeah, I didn't. Let me clarify. I didn't know about this deal until way after we ended filming. But no, Rodney, he's got a good head on his shoulders. And, you know, it's just it's really fun to watch their friendship.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Well, and that's actually something that Rodney brought up last night is people will DM him and be like, isn't that weird? That's so strange that you're hanging out with your ex. But if you've listened to any Bachelor podcast, you know, like, this world, it's – this is going to sound bad. I don't want to say it like this, but it's, like, so incestuous in a way where, like, you dated somebody who's now dating your friend or engaged to your friend. Like, it's just – everyone's connected somehow. And it's truly not weird unless there was bad blood or, like, very – dramatic moments with somebody.
Yeah.
Usually it's fine. And we all run in the same circles still. You're still going to see a lot of your guys.
Did you feel like you kept in contact with them, like, right after the show? Did you have a lot of contact with
some of them? Guys? Yeah. I would say, like, my last couple guys, definitely. Well, you know, like, when you're still in hiding before you're public, you go into the happy couple homes.
Yeah.
And so I actually... one day when I was with my ex, we had, it was right after Mental All. So we had like four or five of the guys come for my season and we like grilled, we went swimming. We just had the best time, but it was so friendly at that point. You know, they understand how the show works and that you can only end up with one person. So yeah. And I still stay in touch with some of them again, because we're just at the same event. So I run into them.
Right.
One of the guys, Jason, who was my top third guy, he's engaged to Caitlin, and I'm very close with Caitlin, and so it's not weird, though. It's really not. Like, of course, there's people that you want to steer away from if you can.
There's always a few.
There's always a few, but it's not strange, and everyone thinks that, but it's not like normal life where you date somebody for so long and something bad happens, and you're like, F you. It's just, it's completely natural, I would say, for us.
It really is, but it's like, what's so funny is that it's a weird situation. Like, the show is a weird situation. It's not a normal situation whatsoever. And so after that, there's going to be also not normal situations that happen. Mm-hmm. It's like, yes, this is not normal, but the show's not normal.
Right.
So it's like, what can you expect?
Yeah.
You know,
you just, you, like you said, you just kind of wing it and take it day by day and
navigate
absolutely. It. But I want to ask you this, because I remember coming off of my season and finally being in public, and you know, life, like you said, is crazy. You're traveling, you're getting invited to these cool events, you're meeting celebrities. It's a whirlwind, and it's, I felt so lucky and grateful. But there were also moments where I felt so anxious and like so much pressure because of the show. Do you feel that?
Honestly, yes.
Okay, good. I'm like, I can't be the only one.
No, I do feel that a lot. And I think it's kind of actually just starting to kick in, right? Because it's like, when you're on the show and after the show, you have this platform now. And you have this platform where you can do something with it. And for me personally, I'm like, I'm going to do good with this, right? And that could look different and go so many different directions. But it's like, everything you post, there's still so much judgment casted on this, you know? Oh, is Michelle going to turn into the influencer? She's going to go from a teacher to an influencer. And it's like, nothing's necessarily negative, you know? It's just, but there is this pressure for to constantly, you know, what is your brand and who are you and what people think who you are. And so I think that's definitely weighs on you.
Yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily cause me to navigate anything differently, because I'm still going to do like what Michelle is going to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, it brings anxiety at times. Like it is a lot. Your life is different. Your life is completely different. And I think it really does start to sink in that it is going to be different.
Right.
And, you know, it's just a different world that I got to learn to navigate.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, Nate and I are trying to navigate that now. It's like, wow, this is social media. Holy cow.
It's wild. And like you said, you could post anything. It could be like the best thing in the world, and you'll still get negative comments, you'll still get hate. It's like you just have to learn to not please everyone, which I feel like you and Nate are so good about doing that. And it's also great that you have such a good support system in it, that you're doing it together. But also not only for you two, but I'm sure for your families. Like, that was a really hard thing for, especially for my mom and sister, to now kind of be cast into the public eye and have people recognize them and know them. And there were times where they felt like they couldn't even come out with me because it was too crazy. Yeah. Like, how has your family been handling everything?
You know, my mom and my dad actually recently had a conversation with me about all that, just because we are a very private family, you know? Like, with my brother, you know, he had just had a baby and, and went, so he wasn't able to come onto the show for, like, hometowns or anything like that. But I was almost happy about that, just because he is a very private person, and wherever my mom and dad go, I mean, hey, my mom and dad are America's sweethearts, like, you know, they are phenomenal people.
I love them.
And so it is kind of fun for, like, me to see people recognize them. But yeah, they feel the same way. Like, they go to dinner and, you know, people will come up and talk to them at dinner and everything, but you do have in the back of your head that you're always being watched. And so my mom and I were going to have, like, a mom and show day the other day, and she's like, we need to figure out how to do this so that we can actually spend time together and not spend time just, like, taking pictures. And so we had disguises. Like, we had a mask on, we had a hat, we had our hair pulled back with hats on, we had a hood flipped up. We looked really sketchy, but it worked.
But it worked,
But it worked.
Well, that, I think when we first went out before your season started, and I think I told you this, but one thing that I tried to set a rule, like a boundary on, was when I was, like, sitting down with my partner or my family or whoever it might be, eating dinner and, like, having a meal and sharing that time, and if people would approach us for pictures or whatever it would be, that was, like, our time. So I'd be like, I'm happy to do that once this meal is done. Like, I want to break bread with my family or my partner. And I think that was so important, because otherwise it just gets so out of hand. And then you start to kind of resent it in a way where it's like you can't fully enjoy being present in the moment because so much other stuff is going on. So hopefully that helped at all. I don't know.
That was probably one of the best pieces of advice that I actually really, like, took and held on to, because it's so hard, because I don't want to come off mean, and I don't want to come off rude, and I don't want to come off like I'm too good to take a picture, because I really do appreciate the support. But there are definitely days where it's like, you know, you get done with teaching and you're at dinner with friends and you just had, like, a mentally taxing day and you're decompressing, and it's hard to constantly, you know, pop back into that sometimes. And so I feel like the place where I put that into effect is the gym, where I made the gym my safe space. So, like, I do not take pictures at the gym or anything like that, just because it's, like, that's my getaway, you know?
Whether I'm lifting, safe haven.
Exactly. Whether I'm lifting, whether I'm getting work done, whether I'm in the sauna, you know, it is my safe spot, and that's, like, my mental escape. So I've taken that piece of advice with me, and that has been a huge, huge help.
Good. What has been the weirdest fan encounter you've had?
People showing up at my house.
You mentioned that.
People showing up at house, or just getting followed home, I think. And it's like,
it's crossing the line.
It is crossing the line. And it's like, I understand people get really excited, you know, but I guess what happened is I was at a stoplight, and this group of girls pulled up next to me, and then they saw me, they got really excited and started waving. I was in Edina, and I, you know, turned green, so, like, I kept going on. And the first time it happened, I didn't realize, like, I didn't think, oh, somebody's gonna follow me home, right?
Because that's not your natural reaction. People shouldn't be following, like,
I waved, but, like, I thought that was the end of it, right? Like, if I was out walking in a mall, like, you're more observant, right? But I was like, I waved. I was in my car. I was just going home. And so, I get home, you know, literally park in the driveway, go inside, and hear the doorbell ring. And there's, like, girls crying outside the door, like, fangirling. And that's when I was like, oh my God,
this,
like,
is not okay.
this is truly
your private property.
Safe spot.
Yeah.
And they, you know, asked if they could take a picture. And I just said, like, I'm sorry, but, like, this is crossing the line. Like, I appreciate your support, but I can't take a picture because I don't want to reward you. Like, this is my home.
Right. Well, yeah.
And so now I make sure to use my garage door opener. I pull in the garage. I shut the garage before I get out of my car. Mm-hmm. But hey, yeah, things you never thought you would have to think about.
Right.
It's wild.
Well, yeah. And there's, like you said, it's crossing the line. Like, there are boundaries of your personal safety and being in your safe space. You shouldn't feel like, okay, is somebody going to just pop up to my door or be walking outside the window?
Right.
Oh, it's wild. And you'll still see that. I mean, even with DMs too, some of the things that you'll read. And I'm sure also too, I want to actually ask you this, because I think it's so funny from a guy's perspective too. And obviously we don't have Nate here, but people know you two are in love. People know you're engaged.
Yeah.
Women, I'm assuming, still slid into his DMs and flirt, hit on him, whatever, correct?
Honestly, I really did not give much thought into it. But yeah, they definitely do. Or like, there was this time where I was in Austin. We were out with some friends, and I was with some of Nate's girlfriends, like walking way behind him. And he was walking, he walked past this group of girls, and these girls like literally turned and started screaming, like whispering, oh my God, this Nate, he's so hot, this and that. Or like good looking, just like drooling over him. And then they turn. They turn and look at me, and I'm like, they look like they're like, oh shit. And I literally was like, I know, right? Like, isn't he? I'm like, I agree with everything you just said. Hey, I don't blame you.
And it'll still happen. I mean, I even to this day, like, will ask Thomas, like, every now and then, I'll be like, what, like, in the past week, what's a random weird ass DM you've gotten? And people will still try to hit out and they'll be like, I'm better than Becca. Like, it's really? Just, it's like, people, come on.
See, I didn't even think to ask. I probably won't ask. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, hey, they got good taste. I get it.
You know?
How is your family, totally changing gears here, but how has your family been with Nate? I'm assuming, because it seems like both of your moms were like already best friends at the finale. Have they embraced him? Do they still love Nate?
Yes. They love him a lot. I feel like Nate texts my mom, my brothers, my sister, sister-in-law, and I do the same with his family. And so I feel like our families have just really embraced each other. And, you know, my mom and him FaceTime, she loves him.
She
loves him, and she's so happy that, you know, even just after I had gotten home from filming, you know, they had that conversation that seemed to end rough when it was hometowns, but she like absolutely loves him.
Good. So. I mean, and obviously like it's a show. There are certain things that are placed in at weird times to make it look probably more exaggerated than it was. But yeah, that was what I remember watching. It was kind of a rough go for him, and I felt so bad. But then finally when you guys came out on stage, you seemed so in love, so happy.
Yeah.
We're watching you two together. I'm like, this makes sense. It fits. Yeah. And I'm sure your family saw that right away too.
Yeah. And that's exactly where, you know, a mom looks at, you know, their daughter, and she's going to know. Mm-hmm. She's going to know that she can look into my eyes. She can see us together and be like, okay. Like,
yeah.
And that happened right away.
So did Nate ever ask for your parents' blessing? Or does he plan to?
Yes, he did.
He did. Okay.
Why do I feel like I don't know the answer to that question?
It's okay. I didn't know.
Oh my gosh. That is the first thing that I need to ask when I get home.
When I came off the show, because I mean, at that point, you're already engaged. There's so much whirlwind around the proposal and then the finale. Yeah. So
why do I feel like I don't? I need to
Should
know
we call your mom right
now? No, because what if it's no? What if it's no? Like, will that make me upset? I don't think so.
I will say, like, to his credit and to give him, you know, some support, it's like you guys are still getting to know each other too. You didn't get engaged in normal circumstances. You have time.
No, but I think he did. I'm pretty sure. Like, I'm 99% sure. Because I want to say I asked that question.
Well, Nate, if you're listening and you didn't yet,
do it before I get home.
Do it before she gets home.
Somebody send him a text.
Okay, wait. So speaking of getting the blessing and going into wedding planning, when we had you on Happy Hour, I think you said, and I don't even know if you meant this summer, but just you wanted to get married in the summer at some point. Do you have any more wedding? Is that right?
I'm laughing because we were, when we talk about that, I was asked that question. You know, that's the question that is going to be asked.
Oh, yeah.
That's the first question.
And I hate asking you. I'm so
sorry.
That's
the first question. No, it's fine. It's totally fine. And Nate literally said summertime, which is very true. Mm-hmm. We mean like we want like seasons.
Yeah.
Like we want to get.
Not Lowry seasoning. But a season, one of the four seasons.
yes, not Lowry seasoning, but summer season, if you know what I'm talking about, listeners. Hey, that'll give you a good laugh. But I mean, summertime, warm weather, you know?
Because when I asked you that question, I took it as like just what you said, in the summertime at some point, not necessarily summer of 2022.
I mean, it makes sense, though, because people in this position do move fast, right? You just got engaged after knowing somebody for, what, 50 days? Mm-hmm. You know, I kind of joked. I can't remember the first time I got home from Matt's season, and I was actually thinking about how fast this was, and mm-hmm. I was like, I don't understand. I was watching a show with my mom. I was like, I don't understand how people can go on, like, this 90-day fiancé thing.
Yes.
And then I was like, time out.
You're like, wait. I did time that out. In my less mom called than 90
me
days.
Out. Yeah, she called me out. She's like, "Shell, like, you do that in like 50 days." Yeah. I'm like, "Dang!" But things do move really fast, and so I think people assume that like everything else is going to come just as quick, and mm-hmm. sometimes it does, and mm-hmm. sometimes it's like, you know, we want to take our time. But also, we know a lot of people, and we have a huge friend group, and so a pandemic wedding would be really stressful to like think that not everybody could come,
right?
And so I think that's something that we want to just make sure that we're completely out of.
Totally. I better get an invite. That's all I have to say.
Oh, without hesitation. Yes. You and Thomas right there.
Speaking of just the, like the fact that you mentioned 90-day fiance, I still to this day do this. But even some of my friends, like some are happily married. Some will rush relationships. And so I get so judgmental. So I'm like the best Judge Judy. I'm like, you've only known each other for 3 months. How are you already moving in together? And I'm like, wait, oh God, Becca, this is you.
I know, that's so hard, right? Yeah. It's so hard. But kind of to give an idea of it, it's just like we've spoken about so many different topics that you would normally not speak about.
Yeah.
Right? So I feel like in that you are kind of channeled to talk about.
Right.
Nothing that's small talk,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Well, and I think that's something I told you too, is like, you'll only have limited time on the show with these guys. So ask the questions. And I will say, I didn't do the best job my time around, which is why going into Paradise, I was like, oh, I'm going to ask all the questions.
All the questions.
They will never make TV because they are too boring or, you know, too normal. But to just like be in that mindset to know, okay, at the end, this person sitting in front of me could be my fiance.
Yeah,
I have to know, like, for me personally, who'd you vote for? Do you have debt? Like, how's your savings? Like, how do you live life and like financially, like everything? It was so important to me. So, like you said, like those are conversations you have usually on a second or third date that you probably have with them. But
okay, so I want your opinion on this. One thing that I'm really curious about is when people go on this show and you learn to be vulnerable, like you really do. I think that's one of the positive things about the show is that you really learn how to open up genuinely. Right. I was not a vulnerable person. I did not talk about emotions. I did not talk about my feelings. And I sure as heck did not let people see me cry. Mm-hmm. And so now I cry all the time, and I can tell you. He's like, geez.
That's one thing you were like, I'm not going to cry. And I was like, you're going to cry week two. They will break you. It will happen.
The fatigue, you know, the fatigue gets to you. But when people come off of this show, if it doesn't work, right? Like if you don't end up with that person, whatever it is, and if you go back to real world dating, do you go back to real world dating speed or no? Like Nate and I had this conversation the other day.
Well, that's
you're kind of going back and forth. And it's like, is it hard to go back to dating normally? Because now for me, I feel like it'd be personally like I'd sit down on a first date and be like, I don't care about your favorite color. I don't care about, I mean, I do, but I want to get to
later.
The good things. You know what I mean? Like, there's just so many things that you can figure out quickly. Is this mm-hmm. going to work, or do I even want a second date or not? You know, like, it's hard to go. It'd be hard to go through those small talk conversations.
Yeah. I'm probably not the person to ask because I went from Bachelor right away to Bachelorette. Obviously was with my ex for a while and then went, you know, went through the breakup, had was not ready to date, and then went on Paradise. So I never went back to the real world. Oh, as Thomas slowly walks by with bagels, what a sight to behold.
Oh, my goodness.
So I never went back into, like, quote, real world dating, but I think that's something also that comes with age. That, like, for me, if I were to, I would probably want to ask more of those questions early on just to see if I'm compatible. Mm-hmm. I think it's something that comes with age because at that point, you know, dating when you're younger, say in college and in your 20s, it's so fun, but you really do have, I would say, so much more time to kind of explore things. Like, that's for me now, I just hate wasting time and I want to see if I am actually compatible and will work out in the long run with somebody. So I think had I had the opportunity to date in the real world, I don't think I personally would have had a problem with asking those types of questions, especially if they knew kind of like where I was coming from.
Yeah.
But I think like now that I see some of my friends date now that we're in our 30s and we're a little bit older and I would hope to think more mature at times that we wouldn't have as much of an issue, you know, like getting down and dirty, really.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think it kind of comes with it. I mean, you bring a really good point with like the whole age thing. You know, some contestants, I want like the younger contestants, do they come off, and obviously each person is different, mm-hmm. right? But like, do younger contestants tend to come off the show and then really go back to that, you know, just exploring, just right. having fun, whereas like, you know, coming off the show as 28, you're like, I want to find my person. I'm going to settle down. Let's do this.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, no wasting time.
And especially too, I mean, the fact that we were able to date 30 men of all walks of life from right. everywhere in the country, different yeah. backgrounds, different races, different religions, everything, you can really get to know what you gravitate towards and what you're compatible with and what you're looking for in a partner, yeah. which helps.
And you learn how to see it so much quicker. Mm-hmm. Like, you do actually learn those questions to ask.
Yeah.
To learn that very quickly.
Yeah.
You know?
And I will say for me, it was, I didn't do it the first time around and I kind of fucked up there, but I did learn. I will say that. So.
Okay. So a biggest question, what is like a super important question that you felt like you should ask?
Well, so for me personally, when I was in Paradise this time around, and also I went in with the mindset of like, I'm not going to date and fall for any guy. I'm not going to like any guy. I'm just going to have a good time. So when I actually started to spend more time with Thomas and start to like him, I was like, okay, shit, now I actually like do have to ask these questions. Yeah. And so I kind of went into it. We had one night that was never shown. It was the night after our first date. And we had all night to just, we laid on like this beanbag in the middle of the beach for hours. It started raining. And I was like, okay, here's my experience in life. Here's my dating history. Here's kind of why we broke up. And so I gave the backstory to everything. And I was like, so because of the reason, there was many issues of why we broke up, but because of that, these things now are important to me. Where do you stand? And so I kind of went into it of like, where do you stand? Like, I would say part of it was politically, but also just like, where's your mindset and how you want to raise kids? Because that was such a huge thing for me, as I know one day I want to have kids, but I also want to be on the same page as my partner, my husband. Mm-hmm. And so things like that. And so, and Thomas was so great and open, and he didn't watch my season. And so he didn't really know about that. So he's like, well, you know, from my experience, I'm this way. And it just all seemed to line up perfectly with him. But I really wanted to go in being like, learning from, I would say, my mistakes and where I messed up in the past, and like didn't necessarily ask questions right away. So, it was it's so funny to think about that now, because those are moments that I like kind of forget about, you know.
Yeah.
But I have so many more questions I want to ask you. We're gonna get into some fan questions, but one thing is, and we don't have to get into Clayton's season or the finale because obviously that is done and he's living his life. But overall, like at this point in Clayton's life, now that he's done airing, he can finally like be who he is.
Yeah.
What's advice now for this point in his life that you can give him?
You know, I think the biggest thing that biggest piece of advice is just, I think I said this somewhere else as well, but to truly give yourself grace. because you have all these different moments, all these different stages of this position, like pre-lead, pre-bachelor, bachelorette, and what you kind of have in the forefront of your mind and the advice that can help you. And then, you know, the show unraveling and you navigating through seeing yourself on the screen and, you know, coming into that criticism and that spotlight. And then now that the show is done, you kind of feel like you can take a deep breath, but then at the same time, you know, I have this platform and there's just still so much learning and figuring out like where you stand, what you want to do with it. Do you want to do something with your platform, and kind of still navigating all of those different pieces. And so to just understand that it's going to feel like you have this constant large learning curve and it's going to be like that for a little bit, but to just listen to your gut and to give yourself grace with how you're navigating things. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to, you know, okay, like I need to make sure that I am just, you know, navigating social media is a whole, somebody give me a class on navigating social media because wow.
Oh, but even like if you could do a class, but then even when you, when it happens to you, you read something or see something, it's like, it's still like it's like a knife in the heart sometimes.
Ever changing. It's just ever changing. And it's just, it's so easy to mess up. It's so easy to not think past your post and like how, you know, this post could come off or how it could be received or how it could, you know.
Right.
It's just like you do. You have to be very tactful with the way that you move forward, or you could not be tactful and, you know, word vomit too, you know, whatever you're looking for. But it is, it's just a lot. And so to just keep holding on to who you are, keep your support system around you, and just understand that it's going to be, it's going to be a ride.
Totally. And I think that's, I mean, that's perfect advice for Clayton because we both know him and he's such a kind dude, but he also likes to please others and make sure others feel good. And he doesn't like that confrontation or the drama, if you will. And so at the same time, he also still needs to please himself as well and be okay with his decisions and just give himself patience, give himself grace. I think that's great advice.
Don't read the comments.
Don't read
that. I've talked to him so many times. Clayton, get off the comments. I mean, you do what you
got. We've all told him. We've all told him as we sit because we're stop reading everything.
Do what you got to do, Clayton. But it's just, I mean, no. I feel like that comes with time, though. I feel like everybody kind of goes through that. And then there comes a certain point where, like, you're okay. You're like, okay, I'm good with putting it down.
Oh, yeah. Like, I remember getting to that moment where I was like, why am I feeding so much of my time and energy into people who don't actually know me? And, like, half the time, things that you read aren't even accurate. So I'm like, why am I caring so much about things that are just always wrong 100%. Anyways?
Hey, I own a food truck, actually. According to the internet.
I would not be mad about that if you did.
Honestly, it's really, really kind of a good thing. It's kind of one of those rumors that I'm almost upset that it's not true.
I wish it was.
Hey,
Should we start one in Minnesota? 100%.
Let's just travel around the world. What would we sell?
I would sell, well, for sure we would have champagne. We would need Bordeaux there.
Champagne.
And then, like, I would say just anything with a carb in it or a chicken nugget.
Do you think there's a chicken nugget food truck? I think we might be onto something.
What about chicken nugget and champagne? That is quite the combo.
Chicken and champagne.
Bubble chicken.
Yay,
okay, we'll finesse it a little bit. Okay, we're going to get into some of these fan questions. What couples are you hoping to get together? I'm going to give you some time to think about who your dream paradise couple would be.
I have my couple.
We did hear the rumor on Women Tell All that Genevieve and Aaron Clancy know each other and may or may not have had a little fling. So how would you feel about those two in paradise?
I don't know much, so I can't speak on it. Okay. But I would love to see Olu and Eliza.
They'd be
just
a good couple.
They both seem really sweet. Olu was so sweet.
We had him on the podcast and I really enjoyed him. Also, like, I watched, he's with Rodney now, or,
Clayton.
Riley. Olu and Riley work out all the time together. Have you seen
their power squad.
I was like, how many muscles can we fit onto one screen?
They,
honestly.
I know.
Oh, man. Okay. I like that. I could get on board with that. I would like that. Okay. I have one question I want to say for the end, but this one, dream celeb to have on our podcast.
Honestly, after this weekend, Rihanna, let's go.
Okay, like, I will back you up. I'm going to manifest
Rihanna,
that.
Come on now.
Can I also say, I don't even know if there's a name for this person, but whoever is the founder of Chipotle, I would love to have you on.
I feel like I need the background story, just a little bit, like a little snippet of this background story of Chipotle, because I have been with you probably a few hours today, and the amount of times Chipotle has come into the conversation has been insane.
Thomas and I are just obsessed. We go far too many times a week, and when we had Clayton on the podcast, he got a gold card, and I was like, dude, I have been plugging Chipotle and taking them on Instagram.
What's a gold card?
Unlimited Chipotle.
No way.
Yes. So I'm like, what does a girl have to do? Does Thomas have to propose to me in a Chipotle? Do I have to go streaking through?
How did Clayton get a gold card?
Because he loves Chipotle, but I love it more. I don't eat as much as him, but I love it just as much. I'm about to like rip off my, I'm going to get like those tearaway pants and like jump behind the buffet bar just and like.
Let's come up with something.
Yeah. The other night, Thomas and I got it, surprise, surprise. And I was like, do I just have to get a part-time job there? I'm about to sign. I'm about to submit my resume to them.
At least it'd be breaking even, right?
Yeah. So I wouldn't. No, I would. I would gain too many pounds and not gain any money, but I'm okay with it. Okay. What is your bucket list trip?
Greece. It's actually Nate's bucket trip. Bucket list trip.
Right? Two.
Why,
bucket list trip.
Why am I tripping over those words so much? Oh my gosh. Yes, that's something we discovered in overnights.
Okay.
Greece. We both want to go to Greece.
Oh, you should. Just, yeah. Oh, and then so let me beautiful. Come in. I'll be your handler.
Perfect.
Okay, this is going to be one last fan question, and then we're going to play a little game, okay? Okay. But this is a good one. So what can we, everyone, do to help support teachers?
Oh my goodness. So this might sound like a really weird thing, but mental health has been such a huge thing with teaching, like these past few years. Mm-hmm. Always is, but specifically these past few years. And there's this pressure to stay in the classroom, where we all love what we do. We all are incredibly passionate. But, you know, when people come up to you, there's so many different pressures that are put on us, where, like, you know, when somebody says, I appreciate what you're doing, mm-hmm. like, that does so much, mm-hmm. just saying that. But to have someone come up to you and say, like, I appreciate what you do, you need to continue to stay in the classroom because those kids need you. And that right there, like that comment right there, puts so much pressure on it. It's like, okay, yeah. I have to continue to put, you know, my mental health below, you know, my passion, which this year is hard. And so just, you know, when you're showing your appreciation, one, just show appreciation. Mm-hmm. But when you're showing your appreciation, like these past few years, like we are really struggling. Like it is really difficult. And, you know, we're bobbing and weaving and catering and doing everything possible because we truly do love our students more than we love ourselves. But, you know, when you're showing your appreciation, kind of being tactful with your words in a way where it's not adding pressure, you know,
and then when they say that, it's kind of them projecting what they want selfishly, like, you know, like teachers are incredible. And again, like I grew up with them. My sister is a current teacher. You do not get enough credit, all of you. You like every teacher should be paid way more than what you are with just the time, the effort. You don't. It's not like a normal 9-to-5 where you clock in and then you leave and it's shut off for the day. It's like you take it with you home. It is your life, and it's so much.
And you are so emotionally invested, and you will truly do anything for your students. And, you know, it's not like you come into the classroom and, you know, teach and then you just take off all those emotions and leave the classroom. Yep. Like you truly like lose sleep over different situations, and, you know what kind of households your students are going home to, like you worry about them at times as well. And it's like you want to do and you are willing to do anything for them.
Yeah.
But can't be a good teacher if you don't take care of your mental health and that balance too. And so having, you know, other people truly understand that takes the pressure off.
Well, it's like any main aspect of your life, you have to take care of yourself before you can fully invest in your career, your passion, your other relationships with friends or family or your partner. And so I'm glad that you said that, because I feel like it's probably something that most people probably don't even think about, to right. be honest.
Because it's like, yeah, I mean, supplies. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Always grateful for supplies. But like, if I'm actually thinking about, you know, what would truly help me, I guess, in this moment, it's that. It's
yeah.
showing appreciation in a way where it's not putting pressure mm-hmm. on me to put my mental health below.
Yeah.
You know?
All right.
Yeah.
I love that answer. I'm going to switch it up a bit now. We're going to get okay. into one game, which, right. I mean, you will soon learn that we love our games here at Bachelor Happy Hour.
I love games, so I'm ready for it.
And we also love, I feel like every week we play our superlative games, but this one is Bachelorette Superlative. So basically, I'm going to give you a question or a phrase okay. or something, and you just... I hope that you know most of your fellow bachelorettes, but
holy
we're going to,
cow.
So I'm going to give you this one, and you can say yourself too if you want.
Yeah.
So best smile.
Tayshia.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good one.
She's got a good smile.
Okay.
She's got a really good smile.
She does. She's stunning. All of you are stunning.
Okay. Miss Congeniality.
Oof.
Which part of Miss Congeniality?
I'm going to say this. I will say it's probably Trista.
Okay.
Because she is the number one bachelorette to constantly be reaching out to everyone else. Whether you're going through an incredible time in your life, whether you're going through a rough time, she will always text, call, check in on you. She's the first to remember birthdays.
Okay.
So, yeah. Throwing it back to the OG Trista.
Okay, Trista.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. I just lost the list. Let's find it. The best laugh.
I feel Rachel.
She does have
Rachel's
a good laugh.
Rachel's got a good cackle, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Caitlin.
It's the best.
Caitlin, number. Okay. Sorry, Rachel. I'm switching to Caitlin on this one. Caitlin has a cackle.
Oh my gosh.
Like, there are times where even on my show, there was like a clip where I'm like, just listen to your laugh here for a second.
I asked them to piece together a compilation of all of her cackle laughs from like her time on The Bachelor, her season as The Bachelorette, like when she was hosting.
Yeah.
She has the best laugh.
She does. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. That one took me a minute, but.
Rachel does have a great laugh. Rachel has a great voice. I love Rachel's voice.
Best dressed.
Ooh. I'm going to probably say. I'm going to say Joelle. JoJo. Okay. I don't know why I just called her Joelle. I would say JoJo.
That's kind of who I was thinking too.
She just, because she has such a good range of classy, dressy, also casual.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go with her.
JoJo. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Most likely to get the party started.
Ooh. Becca.
Me?
I feel like you're always upbeat.
Oh, I just
you're
feel like
let's
I,
go.
It's because I always bring wine with me wherever I go.
100%. That could be part of it too, but nonetheless, it still gets the party started.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know?
Oh, thank you. I'll take that. Who gives the best advice?
That's so hard because it's like I feel like I've only taken advice from a few people. Who gives the best advice? Can we repeat?
Yeah. Totally.
Honestly, I feel like the people who I've spoken to, the best advice that I've ever gotten was from Caitlin Brissow.
Mm-hmm.
And it was her advice to surrender and talking about how like surrender is usually seen as a weak mm-hmm. word or has like, you know, a weak meaning to it. And she talked about how really like when you're in that lead position, surrendering to your feelings, like allow yourself to fall, even mm-hmm. if it's falling for more than one person, like allow yourself to be in the moment, allow yourself to have those emotions and allow yourself to just accept that the situation is different. And that right there, changing the word surrender from a weakness to almost like a strength, helped me through so many situations.
Mm-hmm.
So Caitlin, Fisher.
I love that. That's such a good mm-hmm. bit of advice. And I will say she is incredible about giving advice for really anything. Cause she's been in this world for so long. She's gone through the happy times, the engagements, the breakups, mm-hmm. everything. So she's so well-rounded and such a good person to get that advice from.
Yes, she really is.
Okay, here's this one for you.
Most likely to get everyone laughing.
Oh, I would also, probably say Kaylin. Honestly,
Kaylin is just the queen of the superlatives. But
I will also say this: we did the Bachelorette reunion a couple years ago, and after we were done filming, about half of us went back to a room and just like ate and drank and had a good time. Emily Maynard had me cracking up all night. She was so much fun. It was, and I didn't expect it, I guess, because I didn't know much about her other than her time on the season.
Yeah.
But she was hilarious. She, like, had, at one point, she, like, took out her extensions and, like, popped them in my hair, and she's very blonde, and I'm not. And it just, she
highlights going,
surprised
girl.
Me in such a good way. So I will also say Emily.
Okay. Yeah. Most fun to share a glass of wine with.
God, any of us.
Honestly, I would hope. I'd love to sit down and have a glass of wine with anybody.
Yeah, if there's wine involved, anyone.
I feel like all of these is so hard to just not go into stories, right?
another one too, who I have to give credit for, is Deanna. I've done her podcast several times. She was part of the reunion. She's incredible too. You will meet her too. She lives in Southern California, so one day.
Okay.
I mean, you'll meet her. It's coming. Last but not least, who is your favorite to follow on Instagram?
I don't know. Because that means I would have to be on Instagram, like, actively following.
That's true.
What would your answer be?
Oh,
the most fun.
It depends on, like, what kind of content I want. I mean, like, I follow most of them for different reasons. Like, I love seeing some of their kids. I love following Jillian because she's so well-rounded. She's such a badass boss woman.
Mm-hmm.
She has so many incredible business ventures that I just aspire to. Also, it's been nice for me personally to follow Kaitlyn lately because she's currently on tour and I'm about to go on tour. So it kind of helps me like get in that mindset of like the tour bus, behind the stage, all of that.
Will you be like going via tour bus?
Oh, I will.
Ooh, yes. That tour life.
The tour bus is back,
baby. I understand why you have anxiety now.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot.
Are you the only girl? Time out. I never thought about this. You're going to be the only female. Because, like, Kaylin, there are male and females on this tour bus, right?
Yeah.
You are going to be the only female on this tour bus.
Well, so we'll have separate ones. So I'm the host of the show. And then I'll have, like, the female dancers. And then we have a casting team.
Wow. This
is a social media manager. And then the guys, like, each week we'll have a new guy. So Rodney's there for a week. We have Rick. We have Andrew S., Justin, who am I blanking on? Connor, Ivan, and James. So they'll be on their own bus with the dudes. Michelle, I feel like we could talk forever. Thankfully, I still have one or two more days with you. I can't wait. Yay. But I'm so excited that you are my official... I can't even talk. I'm so damn excited that you are finally my official co-host. This has been such a long time coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew, like, every time we would figure out, like, who do we want to co-host, I kept coming back to you because not only you're my Midwest girl, but you're going to give such good insight to the show, such good comments, feedback, opinions. So I cannot wait. So thank you.
You're going
to
make me cry.
Oh, no, don't cry, please. Drink more
Happy
wine.
Happy tears.
But thank you so much for joining me today. It has been such a blast, and you'll get her each and every week, Bachelor Happy Hour. So,
hey.
And a huge thank you to all of our listeners, because without you, we would not be here. And I've said it before, I'm going to keep saying it, but as a reminder, we are still casting for The Bachelor and Bachelorette, so make sure to head to bachelornation.com/apply to nominate yourself or somebody else.
Make sure to hit us up on social. You can follow us at Bachelor Happy Hour on Instagram, and from there, you'll find everything you need to know to follow us on Twitter and TikTok.
And Bachelor Happy Hour is available on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen. You can listen ad-free by subscribing to Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.
Thank you, everyone, and see you next week.
Can't wait.
Woo! Woo!
It's on.
It's a wrap.
It's happening.
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert. I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.